Chapter 9, The Story of King Nigra. One fine sunny day, some of Krishna's children, Samba, Pradyumna, Charubhanu, and Gada, went for a picnic in the forest. They got thirsty and tried to get drinking water at a nearby well. When they looked inside, they could see all the way down to the bottom of the well, and there wasn't a drop in it for them to drink. Staring at them from the bottom of this dry well was a very big lizard. The boys tried everything to get it out, but they just couldn't reach it, no matter what they did. When they got home, the boys told their father all about their picnic and the lizard in the well. "Can't you please help us get the lizard out of the well?" they asked Krishna. So Lord Krishna personally went back to the well with them to see what he could do. He put out his left hand and easily lifted out the big lizard. As soon as the lizard was touched by Krishna's hand, something strange and wonderful happened. The lizard disappeared, and in his place stood a beautiful demigod, shining like gold and wearing beautiful clothes, necklaces, and other nice jewelry. Krishna asked, "My dear demigod, I see that your body is so beautiful. Who are you? Please tell me how you were put into the well in the body of a lizard." The demigod offered his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord and answered, "My dear Lord, I am the son of King Ikshvaku. My name is King Nigra. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and of course you know who I am. But since you have asked me to explain, I will tell you the full story. For many years, I enjoyed giving so many cows away in charity to the Brahmin priests. They were very young cows and were full of milk. They were peaceful and healthy. Their horns were gold-plated, their hooves were covered with silver, and I covered their bodies with silk cloth embroidered with pearls and necklaces. I gave them away to the best of the Brahmins with nice clothes and gold ornaments for them also. Once, one of the Brahmana's cows wandered back to my other cows. I didn't know this, and I gave it away again in charity to another Brahmana. As the cow was being taken away by the second Brahmin, the first Brahmin came and said, 'This cow was given to me, so why are you taking it away?' And the other Brahmana said, 'No, the king gave it to me.' They were both very angry. 'It was not even my fault. I was very sorry, and I gave both of them 100,000 cows instead of the one cow that they were fighting about.' But the Brahmanas became even more angry and did not even take the 100,000 cows, because they wanted that one cow. When I died, I was taken to King Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. Yamaraj said, 'Even though you were a good king and did so many nice things for your people and the Brahmanas, one time you accidentally took a cow that belonged to another Brahmin. So, for that mistake, you must have a body of a lizard in your next life. I have been like this for a long time. I wanted to see you so much that I could remember you when I was in my new body as a lizard. My dear Supreme Lord Krishna, by your divine touch, now you have given me this body of a demigod. So I will go to some heavenly planet. Please, let me always remember you, no matter where I am. Lord Krishna blessed him. You will remember me by your devotional service, he said. Nriga walked respectfully around his lord and got into his golden airplane, which took him to his new home in the heavenly planets. Lord Krishna told his sons, actually, this King Nriga was a very good man. He was always doing nice things for everyone. He only made a very small mistake. It wasn't even his fault. He accidentally took the cow of a Brahmin, but he was punished to become a lizard. If you make special sacrifices and charities, you have to be very, very careful not to make even a little mistake. If someone disturbs a saintly Brahmin, he might have to be punished like King Nigra for as long as 10 generations. His children and their children and their children and so on 10 times will also get punished for his little mistake. But if someone gives all of his love and devotion to the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees, he will go back to Godhead, back to the spiritual sky. And 10 generations of his family before him and 10 generations after him will also go back to Godhead. His children and their children and their children and so on 10 times will all go back to Godhead. His father and mother and their father and mother and their father and mother and so on 10 times will also go back to Godhead. So it is much better to become a devotee of the Supreme Lord. After telling this to his young sons and everyone in Dwarka, Lord Krishna smiled and went into his palace. In Dwarka, everyone was a devotee of Lord Krishna and loved him very much.